This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I know we're running out of time for most of you to get away while summer is still upon us, but do yourself and your colleagues and your boss and your company a favor and just do it, will you? 15% of workers in this country, according to some research out this spring, that is one out of every seven workers who are entitled to paid vacation time, didn't use any of it in the past year. Nancy Kane teaches at the Harvard Business School. Nancy, it's good to talk to you again.
Always a pleasure, Kai.
I was going to start this interview with a question about what kind of people don't like to take vacations. And then I realized that I myself honestly have a tough time taking vacations. It's a real thing.
It's a real thing. And, you know, it has, I think, a variety of sources or a variety of, you know, gas pumps behind it. One is people are used to being very on and doing things all the time. And work has now, for many, many people, perhaps the majority of U.S. workers, become something that is no longer 9 to 5 and confined to the office or the factory or the sales floor. So work is all over our lives. So when we stop working, it's hard to adjust. That's a big piece because we're used to doing it all the time. I think a second really important piece is that there's survey data that shows that somewhere around 13% of U.S. managers, right, are more likely to promote people who don't take all their vacation days. So there is some basis for believing that appearing to be a good soldier with your nose to the grindstone is good work and career strategy.
Yeah, if it is good work and career strategy, that's great. But it's got to be, A, bad for you, the individual, but also bad for the workplace, because nobody wants to work at a place where everybody's always grinding away and your boss is sending emails at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Absolutely. So the perception of managers and workers, right, that somehow people that never take any vacation are always doing their job are somehow better team members, more productive, you know, kind of better doobies. It turns out that there's that the evidence on all that, the real evidence, not the perception, the real evidence is unambiguous that people who take time off, right, day by day and in week blocks or in, you know, blocks of several days or in longer time periods are, guess what, less stressed, more focused at their job, more engaged, more creative, and more productive.
How did it come to be that we Americans have this weird thing about vacation? Because, I mean, we were joking literally today in the work meeting, in our morning editorial meeting, about the French, and the French are now getting back to work after their August, you know, vacations.
So that's a really good question. And if you look at the data, it's really easy to find. It's really well measured by labor departments in different countries all over the world. Americans, right, take so much less vacation than anyone else. I think the highest of the industrial countries is Austria with 38 days of paid vacation. Yeah. And, you know, in America, there some 1 in 4 workers has zero
paid
vacation.
Exactly. That's the staggering
thing. Exactly. And what we're talking about is people that have the paid vacation that don't take it.
We were talking before we turned the microphones on about my last vacation. I just took one. When was yours?
You know, I probably haven't taken a vacation in about four years.
That's terrible. I can't even believe that.
That's
seriously?
Terrible.
And you're a trained professional.
I'm a trained coach. I'm a trained coach, and
Lord.
I'm a historian. And I do ride my horses, right? I do ride my horses 6 days a week, and I try and reset in a very yoga-like way every single day that I do that.
You got to get away.
Mea culpa, not the same. Got to get away.
Nancy Kane at the Harvard Business School. Thank you, Nancy.
Always a great pleasure.
I got you, didn't I? I got you on that last one.
You sure did.
We'll see you later.